What can you tell me about your song, The Dude?
Oh, this one is one intense one. Something happened in my personal life. Like I lost someone, and it meant a lot to me. And I was like, I kind of want to have an homage to this guy. And he was like the dude to me.
And just before we continue a bit further, we got to elaborate. What is the dude to you? Like, what does that mean?
Yeah. So the dude is, you know, like this guy. So just to go further, even before going there, the process usually to write song that I prefer and that I think work for the band is I get a rough idea and then I present it to Josh. And he helps me with the lyrics because, you know, French is my first language, English is my second. So I get, like, you know, I have concepts and stuff, and really, like, Josh puts words on it, makes it more poetic, you know, more musical. And so I gave him the pitch like this. I was like, so, okay, Josh, you know, think about small town, and there is this guy in this small town. He's the dude, you know, he's like the cool guy that everyone knows, shows up to a bar, everyone's like, yeah, it's the dude, you know, like, pay him shots, goes to a party, he's like the guy that brings kind of happiness to the town and to life. And then suddenly one day he just disappears, like he's gone. And so, you know, it kind of like he took the light with him and everything feels weird. So it's a song about this. It's kind of a dark song, but there is still hope somehow. But yeah, really personal to me in the context of a small town, probably a little more personal to Josh. But like, I feel like we merged, the feeling together into a song.
And we took a lot of influences from maybe more classic rock, or
yeah,
you know, we'd like to call it dad rock because yeah, it's the stuff our dads listen to.
Oh yeah, and just recently we played a show and there was a dad and he was rocking out. He was like, yeah.
Oh yeah, he was right
into it. Oh yeah, he loved it. He loved the song.
And we love him.
Yeah, he probably thought the song was about him, you know, the dude.
What's coming up for Brainflower this year? Are you planning to release any new music?
Yes, we're planning to record a few more songs, probably an EP. We know with whom we want to record it. Francis Duchesne is our guy. That's mostly with who, like, he is the one who finishes the production, because what we do, we work in music studios with Josh, and so we have the chance to have access to studios. So usually we like record some parts and then we finish with Francis for like the drums or the more like intense stuff, the final mix or the mastering. So we want to record our first EP with him pretty soon, like in the next few months. Also a music video for Hurry Hurry. We're still like discussing it and trying to like find how we're going to like build it.
We just also want to play as much shows as we can.
Yeah.
Also keeping in mind that the real experience when you listen to us, obviously, like with any band or how it, I assume it should be, is
yeah,
the live experience.
Oh yeah.
But it's
true that people really, like I said, say for the live experience is something we really give 200%. We hurt ourselves. Last show, I hit my head on the ceiling because I jumped from like an amp. Not even kidding. So it's always like people are mesmerized because we are crazy, like we do crazy stuff, but we can still play the songs. and we had to train our cardio and everything because it demands a lot.
We pride ourselves in giving like the very bare minimum to just play the music. But people do leave the show fairly satisfied and surprised at how much we're willing to give when mm-hmm. we're up there. And that's the point, I think. It's
yeah,
when it comes to a live show, you got to deliver the goods. And I feel mm-hmm. like that's been our establishing philosophy.
Yeah.
And is that, you know, you got to give them their money's worth, and people leave the show, at least from what we can tell.
And it just comes natural, you know, not even as like a business point. It's just like we want to give that much energy because we love it. It's part of a whole like thing. Like when I go see a band, I expect it to be, you know, I want to be like impressed by the music, but also I want to see the people and like, you know, connect to these people. And if they're crazy on stage, I'm like, oh my God, I want to be crazy too.
And it just so happens that a lot of the bands that we kind of idolize that are more current are the guys that are doing some crazy stuff on stage, like unbelievable. Like from there's this band from Toronto, for example, called Texas King, and one of their live show antics involve having the guitarist go onto the singer's shoulders and just run around, and we're like, oh my god, yep. like teach us. But then there was another band that was like hanging from the rafters on the ceiling, yeah, doing a guitar solo, and yeah, we're like, oh my god, like this is our competition right now. Yeah, but also our idols.
I think we want to go like this direction life for sure. Like
it's so inspiring, but like, it's also like if I went to a show and I saw that, yeah, I'd be like, oh my god, take all my money, guys. Like,
and we had some fun gimmicks too. We'd bring a piñata to the show, and like we would like sometimes disguise ourselves.
Oh yeah, I gotta tell this story. So we were in this small Quebec town called Trois-Rivières.
If you say it's small, they're gonna hate you. It's not that small.
Okay, no, it's pretty big, but I didn't plan things out during our show. We drove out to see our buddies who play in that area, and I thought it would be a great idea to dress up in lingerie and
gas mask.
Yeah, and just to put it lightly, the crowd was not ready for it.
Just picture a full band, like I mean, four people, like three of them are pretty normal, and the fourth one is like this strange creature. You don't know what it is, but it's there.
It's like a cross between Moulin Rouge and Mad Max.
That's accurate. Oh yeah.
But we just really want to know that, we want to let people know that, mm-hmm, we have this drive to give the goods.
Oh yeah, I know, of course.
Do you have a Facebook or other social media where we can keep track of where you're performing?
We put a lot on Instagram, I gotta say, like, you know, kind of random content and some fun content. So if you're curious, check our Instagram, which is BrainflowerMTL. MTL stands for Montreal.
That's mind-blowing.
So I'm going to say it again clearly. Can you say it, Josh, more clear?
Thank you. So you can follow us on Instagram at BrainflowerMTL. Short for Montreal. On Facebook, which is Brainflower
Band. But I think if you type Brainflower, we should pop up.
Yeah, if you type in Brainflower, you're either going to get the Tash Sultana song. And it's, we are true, not a Tash Sultana song.
It's true. On YouTube. We're
a standalone, yeah, band.
We're a real band. We're not just a song.
You'll be able to recognize us in most pictures. You'll see a bald man with a really big beard. You'll see a French man with very nice hair and a very cropped dark beard.
He's staring at me while saying this.
Yeah, I'm describing you right now. I need, like, I need my muse.
Oh, wow. And then you'll see a really tall guy with, like, curly hair. Like, he cut his hair, but, like, tall guy, no shirt. And a really cool guy with, now he has long hair and glasses and GP. And a nice mustache. Also, he has a really cool mustache. He's lucky.
I feel like we're giving people the worst directions on how to find us online.
Yeah, I think that's not how, like, it works. You know,
people are media literate. They can
figure it out.
We also have a band camp, but we're the most active on, I'd say, Instagram, because we post stories and like some posts. We like to post funny stuff, funny content.
Yeah, we're thinking if ever things don't work out as a band, we can just become influencers and just make memes.
We're working on this really hard, more than the music.
Guys, thanks so much for joining me for Indie Beat.
Oh, thank you so much for having us.
Such a pleasure.